This is Focus West Michigan for Friday, June 5, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki with your local news. Odors emanating from a West Michigan composting operation are so foul, officials voted Wednesday to shut it down. WGVU's Dee Morrison reports.
The Laketown Township Planning Commission has voted to terminate Coco Corporation's composting operations on 60th Street between I-196 and US 31 overpasses. The move comes after 3 years of severe odor issues, with township staff logging over 150 hours, responding to complaints from residents who say they can't be outdoors on their own property. Supervisor Steve Ringelberg says the company ignores rules to keep compost piles covered and under 6 feet high.
They did that at first, but then they stopped. And then they went to 12 to 16 feet high and they stopped covering them. And that's when the massive odor problem really came into play.
State inspectors cited Coco Corporation in April for environmental and public health violations. Now landowner Republic Services is suing to kick them out entirely, filing a lawsuit in Allegan County, says attorney Ron Bolcha.
Republic would like Coco to be prohibited because they no longer have a business license agreement with Republic and have no right to be on the premises, according to Republic, and they're in litigation over that.
Coco Corporation's representatives did not attend the public hearing. I'm Dee Morrison.
A West Michigan teen is advancing to the national finals of the Presidential 1776 Award Civics Competition in Washington, D.C. WGVU's David Limbaugh spoke with the Catholic Central Junior ahead of Tuesday's finals.
Rowan Kosminski will begin his senior year at Grand Rapids Catholic Central High School in the fall. But before that happens, he's one of 20 high schoolers competing in the U.S. Department of Education's Presidential 1776 Award Civics Competition.
So the first round of the Presidential 1776 competition, there's a huge online multiple choice test. So it was 3,000 questions, but you didn't have to get through them all. I got through about 250 in each of the three sections, so I think I answered around 700 questions.
Rowan ranked among the top four scorers in the state and advanced to the regional finals held at the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Museum in May, where he competed against 31 top scholars from across the Midwest.
And we were asked all sorts of things on the revolutionary colonial period in the U.S. And there was a huge variety of questions. I thought that the questions themselves were pretty interesting.
Rowan will now compete against 19 other students for one of three scholarships in Washington, D.C.
So the top three people from the overall finals will advance to the championship round to determine who gets first, second, and third. And all three of those top people will win prize money.
After graduation, Rowan hopes to study math and economics at the University of Pennsylvania. I'm David Limbaugh.
If you're looking to get outside and enjoy nature, Kent County Parks may have something for you. WGVU's Jennifer Moss reports they're once again offering low-cost, nature-based programming.
The Kent County Parks Department recently announced it's continuing its partnership with Blandford Nature Center. They're hosting Nature Neighbors. This is a series of low-cost, nature-based programs for all ages, and they'll be taking place in six of the county's parks this summer. Nature Neighbors offers a wide variety of educational experiences aimed at helping residents connect with the environment, each other, and the natural world around them. Sammy Dine, educator at Blandford Nature Center, says, quote, "We designed the Nature Neighbors series to create meaningful outdoor experiences that are welcoming to people of all ages and backgrounds, and we're grateful for the support of private donors who help make this program possible," end quote. For a calendar of events with more information on program dates, times, and registration details, visit the Nature Neighbors website, which can be found at blandfordnaturecenter.org. I'm Jennifer Moss.
West Michigan is mourning the loss of a longtime leader and close friend to President Gerald R. Ford. WGVU's Dee Morrison has more on the legacy of Marty Allen.
The Gerald R. Ford Presidential Foundation announced the passing of Martin J. Allen Jr. on May 31st at the age of 90. On behalf of the Ford family, Mike and Steve Ford praised his lifelong service to West Michigan, noting Marty and his wife Sue were cherished friends of Jerry and Betty Ford. A Grand Rapids native and Navy veteran, Allen was a trusted supporter of the president's work and was committed to preserving his legacy as well as Mrs. Ford's humanitarian impact. He led the foundation as chairman for 2 decades and served as an honorary pallbearer at President Ford's state funeral. Foundation Executive Director Gleaves Whitney remembers Allen as a dedicated leader who went to the office every day well into his 80s, praising his wisdom and insight. The announcement also shared that Allen's career in banking and his involvement in numerous educational, charitable, and cultural organizations reflected a lifelong commitment to strengthening the Grand Rapids community he loved. I'm Dee Morrison.
Coming up soon, WGVU Scott Vanderwerf has the preview of this weekend's new films, but first, news from around the state. It's less than a month before the July 1st deadline for the legislature to have a budget wrapped up for the coming fiscal year. As we hear from Rick Pluta, the legislature has a history of missing that target.
The process is further along than it was at this time last year when the politically divided legislature missed the July 1st deadline. But there is still a lot to sort out. Republican House Speaker Matt Hall says his conditions include no withdrawals from the state's rainy day fund and a luxury services tax to help offset a property tax rollback.
Any deal that we make on a budget will include property tax reform, so we got to get moving in those negotiations as well if we want to meet the July 1 deadline.
A property tax overhaul could have an impact on K-12 school and local government revenue. I'm Rick Pluta.
Michigan Senate leadership wants to change how the state chooses board membership for its three biggest universities. Colin Jackson has more.
Democratic Senator Sam Singh says issues like sexual assault scandals and feuds between boards and their presidents show the need for change.
If we don't take action, these issues are going to continue to occur time and time again.
That change would require voters to approve a state constitutional amendment, and getting one on the ballot needs a supermajority in both legislative chambers. Democratic Representative Samantha Steckloff says boards at Michigan State, Wayne State, and the University of Michigan should remain elected.
What makes Michigan so unique and why our universities are so successful is because our university boards in our regions are held accountable by the people.
A House vote on a competing measure failed this week. I'm Colin Jackson in Lansing.
Focus West Michigan is brought to you by listeners like you. To support the show and everything we do here, visit WGVUnews.org and click the donate button. And for a weekly dose of news right to your inbox, sign up for the WGVU newsletter. Today in our weekly movie talk, WGVU Scott Vanderwerf and Zach Righetti from Studio C look at the three big movies of the week: Masters of the Universe, Scary Movie 6, and Power Ballad.
Masters of the Universe, and this is the Mattel big screen, more toys on in the movie theaters.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're calling this the Mattel Cinematic Universe. Barbie was 3 years ago. I think that was the last Mattel thing to hit screens, and I know that there's a few more on the way. Travis Knight is directing this. He did Bumblebee and also my favorite animated film of all time, Kubo and the Two Strings. We're here with He-Man. Adam is back to sort of reclaim Castle Grayskull and also his destiny. I feel like I am, like, I don't know enough about, He-Man or Masters of the Universe.
Of course, the toys, but then also the long-running animated TV show for kids back in the 80s and 90s.
Right, which the animated series was basically just designed to sell the toys. I feel like if you grew up watching the show or had the toys, I feel like you already know that this movie's here. You already know that you're going to go watch this film, and you're probably going to enjoy it. I feel like it's sort of this fun, adventure film that's sort of, again, an introduction to the universe in live action form. You're going to get, again, you've got other things like Battle Cat, Man at Arms, Fisto, Triclops, Goatman, a bunch of things that I have very much learned over the past month or so on more of my Masters of the Universe knowledge. If you're into this, you're gonna love it, and I feel like it's gonna be sort of the people that grew up with it bringing their kids and the younger generation in to see He-Man on the big screen.
Well, in this film, if it had been made in the late 90s or even the early 2000s, it probably would look and feel a different way than it would now, because of they're going to be building up on the success of all the Marvel movies and in the wake of all the fantasy movies that have happened over the last 20, 25 years, along with the superhero movies. And that will inform the way that this movie has been constructed.
Totally. I mean, it even looks and feels like it's, sort of MCU, DCU vibes. And also how many characters are involved and sort of, again, expanding the universe so that I'm sure, you know, jokingly, whether or not it's the Mattel cinematic universe or not, that they're able to at least expand the story more after this film.
Also opening, we've got Scary Movie 6.
Yes, it's the return to form. I feel like over the past, even like last, within last year of like having The Naked Gun sort of have a remake reboot with Liam Neeson, it's just sort of proving that there are movies that we used to have that we enjoy still having in theaters. And so the Wayans brothers are returning, which is, this is their first scary movie back since Scary Movie 2, which again is sort of the, you know, they make fun of all of the horror films and the horror film tropes. And, you know, there's a line in the Scary Movie 6 trailer, right, of them saying, you know, we're back. And it's because they weren't involved since Scary Movie 2. So there's been, you know, 3, 4, and 5. Yeah, I mean, all lines will be crossed. They're gonna, you know, you're not, I think that's the whole point of comedy. Like, you go in, you know, it's sort of like a mirror reflection of society, and you kind of just laugh at it a little bit along the way because there is some truth to it, but it's also really funny. And
well, and this is a type of movie that really was started with the movie Airplane, which in the 1980s, which was a spoof on other movies. It was a spoof on all of the, on Airport, and then all of the disaster movies of the 70s, like The Towering Inferno. And they just throw everything in, you know, like, and pull it. And that's what the original Scary Movie was like, was making fun of all the slasher movies and horror movies and monster movies that had been coming out over the decades.
Yeah, it's sort of like, and they, you know, and even going into the tropes, right, of like hiding in, you know, there's the, I think it's, you know, whatever commercial it is online where it's like they run and hide in the garage that's like full of chainsaws hanging from the ceiling. And it's like, why would you do that in a horror film? But yeah, I mean, the best part about it too is we've had some really good horror films over the past like few years that will 100% be referenced in this film, whether it's Long Legs or Weapons. They, you know, they also have gone the way of like spoofing posters, which I've enjoyed. There's a like a Michael Jackson one. It's like the Scream mask, but, you know, Michael Jackson sort of attire. And, you know, it's like get ready to hee hee and, you know, and sort of the, in theaters. And they've even got like, you know, we talked about last week, Backrooms, where they even have like a Backrooms poster of sort of the Scream character mimicking the same Backrooms poster. It's like, is this just fun? Like, it's to just look at the horror tropes, Megan, and the sequel to Megan as well. So it'll be a fun time.
Also, Power Ballad, and I don't know anything about Power Ballad, but I know what a Power Ballad is.
Yeah, Paul Rudd and Nick Jonas are in Power Ballad. It's sort of this musical drama, maybe a little bit of comedy here and there, but essentially Paul Rudd is this wedding band singer. He's got a band, and they get gigs to basically perform live music at weddings. You know, he loves music, all
and
that
you gotta
stuff.
You gotta have the Power Ballad for the bride,
of course. And then you've got Nick Jonas, who's sort of this like washed up boy band star, you know, hasn't maybe had a hit in a hot minute, who's struggling, and they sort of connect, whether it's at a wedding or whatever, but they're kind of, you know, just sitting, chilling, and talking about music, talking about the thing that they both love. And Paul Rudd sort of, you know, begins to talk about a song that he's been working on for like the past, you know, maybe 10 years. And starts, you know, giving Nick Jonas's character, you know, a little bit of it and all that stuff. And, you know, come a few months or years later, he's just hanging out in a mall and hears his song being sung by Nick Jonas's character. And like now he's like blown back up. This song is like raving success. People are obsessed with it. And he's like, you stole my song. And so that is sort of the tension here. And that's where you get a little bit of the drama, a little bit of the comedy of him like literally chasing this guy down of like, this is the career that I wanted. And now you know, you had your stardom. You were sort of, you fell from grace, but now you're back. But you're only back because you stole the song that I wrote. And so it looks fun. It looks like very heartfelt as well.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott.
This has been Focus West Michigan from WGVU for Friday, June 5, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki. Our audio operations manager is Rick Bierling, and our news and public affairs director is Patrick Center. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more news and events in West Michigan on Monday. Thanks for listening.